97 Now's Big Bay Mornings. In the morning, when the
sun comes rising up. All right.
With Benny and Greg.
We are just about 11 minutes away from calling another name so we can pay those bills for you. Shout out to Zoe Lassette from Fremont. We paid for her bachelorette party, essentially.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right, girl.
Our bachelorette party in Las Vegas. It's a great place to celebrate. And Dr. Bay in studio with us, just coming back from another great place to have a bachelorette party. New Orleans.
Right,
you were there for the national championship game.
I was about to clarify. I was not there for a bachelorette party, but
yeah. Sure.
I was in New Orleans a couple weekends ago for the national championship game. LSU, go Tigers.
LSU, national champions. Yes. We're speaking Greek to Benny.
He has no, we're not. I know about the coach because we play some of his audio. Sounds like Farmer Fran from Waterboy, the movie.
Go Tigers. So welcome back.
Yeah, no, it was a great weekend. We were in New Orleans. And I got a lot of compliments, not for me, but for Kelsey. She was like, had all
Your
these
wife.
Great outfits. My wife, Kelsey Kaplan Fashion on Instagram. She had all these great outfits. And so when we were walking down the street, people were calling her out and said, Kelsey, we follow your blog. And they were so excited. And they'd look over at me like, oh, hey, Dr. Bay. So it's funny. They still knew me through her. But like, she has such a following back in Louisiana. It was unbelievable. And people loved the camo jacket she had with the LSU patches, the gold sequin boots that, you know, J-Lo wore those same boots in Israel a few months ago.
Well, so, J-Lo's going to be the halftime performer at the Super Bowl this year.
She might
year.
Wear the gold sequin boots again.
Maybe she'll bust them out.
I see that you've got your bags packed again, so you just got back. Where are you off to now?
Now, after the show, I am going to Miami. Flying to Miami for the World.
For the Super Bowl?
Yeah, exactly. Just a few weeks. I got the weekend wrong. But no, I'm going for the World Association of Gluteal Surgeons. And if you break
what
that down.
What the hell is that?
That's WAGS for short.
What is this?
I know it sounds silly, but it's a meeting about talking about Brazilian butt lifts, fat injections of the buttocks, how to provide a safer Brazilian butt lift because there's been some bad reports in the news, people like dying during the operation. So we go to the meeting as, you know, people are giving presentations. I'm going to be giving a presentation on, well, actually, it's not about BBLs, but my presentation will be about practice management, lead generation, things like that, since I do a lot of that. But the meeting is going to be about Brazilian butt lifts and everybody talking about the safest way to do it and sharing institutional knowledge, as it were.
Now, is it more common for a Brazilian butt lift to get your own fat taken out of one part of your body and get it put into your butt, or is it more common to do the Brazilian butt lift a different way?
Yeah, so there are a few different options. There's the Brazilian butt lift where you do liposuction all the way around. We call it Lipo 360, and you inject that into the buttocks. That's definitely the most common way. There's people who have really saggy booties where it's just like excess skin when they're older.
Don't talk about Benny like that.
you can remove excess skin and do a Brazilian butt lift that way. Then the third option is putting in, breast implants, but silicone implants into the buttocks. And people do have some success with that, but there's a much higher risk of complications with the implants. I'm not saying that everybody that does the implants is doing a bad job. Some people really have gotten a knack for it. But there really is a major problem with complications with the implant getting infected, I guess because you're sitting on it all the time, and the implant coming out through the incision.
It's way different to do an implant in a butt and a boob, because
exactly right.
In the boob, you're not sitting on, unless you have a strange sitting style.
some weird fetish. But no, you're exactly right. No, and breast implants totally work. Implants in the buttocks, when you're sitting them all the time, it can lead to some major complications.
Well, I have a friend that's actually coming to you soon because she wants a mommy makeover, which, what is it? Lifting the boobs, like a tummy tuck, and then the butt lift.
Right.
But the number one thing she wanted to know before she booked her appointment, and we get this all the time, is how much does something like this cost? And you actually have the perfect way to figure that out.
Correct. So if you're looking at a mommy makeover, and can I quickly just say we have three different types of mommy makeovers. There's the mommy makeover where you do something with the breast, like a lift or a tummy, to get it back to the pre-pregnancy state. Then there's the mommy makeover plus, which is the breast, tummy, and a labiaplasty. And we can talk about that later if you want.
Let's not.
Okay, or not. And then there's the mommy makeover deluxe, which is breast, tummy, and then Brazilian butt lift all combined. And yeah, you can check pricing and all that on our website, realdrbae.com/pricing. That's realdrbae.com/pricing. You can even check it on the 99.7 website.
So when I go get my pricing on there, that's really going to be the price?
In general, that really is the right price. If you choose the correct procedure for you, then when you come in, that is going to be the right price. So, for example, what I mean by that is that if you choose the pricing for a mini tummy tuck and you come in and you're not a candidate for a mini tummy tuck, then no, that's not the right price for you because that's not the right procedure for you. But if you come in, you choose a mommy makeover, that's the procedure you need, you're an appropriate candidate for it, that will be the price you will pay, correct.
What are the chances of you giving me a six-pack with no planks or sit-ups needed?
So that is a thing. You can do that now. You can
No way.
I swear to God. You can do liposuction. So that's the thing. One of the risks of liposuction is if you get too close to the skin, it can cause a contour deformity or a divot. Well, now you can purposely go in and cause those divots on purpose and line it up with your six-pack muscles. So it's called lipo-etching. So you purposely go under the skin, suck out so much fat that it causes a ridge there, which outlines your six-pack muscles.
What?
So we're actually going out of our way to do something that's considered a complication in some contexts, but being the appropriate thing for you. We could totally give you a six-pack with liposuction. For real.
Now he's interested.
My ears just perked up. I do want to talk about that more when we get back. But we need to take a break because we have bills to pay at exactly 9:20. So as soon as we get back, right after commercials, we're going to call another name so we can pay your bills. Be here, and we'll do it in 6 minutes.
This is Big Bay Morning.
Get up.
Wake up.
Get up.
Hey.
All morning.
Marvin Pauly of Sunnyvale. Marvin Pauly, you have about 5 more minutes on the clock to call us at 888-456-9970 so we can pay your bills. Marvin, our resident doctor, Dr. Bay, is in studio with us today, and we're talking about abdominal etching.
Abdominal lipo etching, exactly.
So, we take off. Now, Benny, are you ever worried about love handles or anything like that?
I got a couple little handles back here. The bigger they get.
Whenever you did, if you did etching for a guy, you could take out his love handles.
Absolutely.
And then etch the front, and then he would be completely nothing here, and then have a six-pack there.
The etching is sort of like the icing on the cake on top of the liposuction. So you do the liposuction, you take out their love handles, you take out all the extra fat they have, and then you get really close to the undersurface of the skin with the liposuction to purposely cause contour deformities, to purposely cause those lines that outline your six-pack muscles. So you can, the line in the middle, mm-hmm. the line along the side that frames the six-pack, and then you can even do the cross-hatching. It's called lipo-etching, and it's gotten more popular in the last several years.
I'm looking at some photos right now. I mean, this is crazy. This is what it could look like after?
Yeah, that's me. That's me.
That's you. Look at Dr. Bay's work.
Oh, my gosh.
This dude's got a one-pack before and a nice solid six, possibly an eight-pack afterwards.
See, the next time, so you did your wedding on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
When you renew your vows with Vanessa, this is what we're going to do before.
Well, hold on. The first time around, I had natural six-pack for the wedding. This time, when I renew, I won't.
Wasn't it a four-pack you said?
Tomato.
I can totally see you on the beach wearing a white shirt, white button-down shirt open so everybody can see your six-pack.
Of course he would. He thinks he's Miami Vice over there.
Sleeves rolled up, yeah.
Come on, let's
If you're doing it, then I'm doing it, because I'm getting invited the second time around. So we're going to have... Can you give us matching six-packs? We look exactly alike.
Why do you always want to do what I'm doing, Greg? Sorry, I don't want to interrupt, but I believe we have Marvin on the phone who we're trying to pay bills.
I was getting nervous about Marvin.
So before we hit that 9:30 mark and he's too late, let's pick him up. Marvin, is that you?
This is Marvin.
Marvin, we're paying your bills, my man.
Woo-hoo!
Good looking out. You signed up, and now we are paying it.
Yay!
Congratulations.
I'm so
happy. I'm stoked. Well, you could get a six pack etched into your stomach now with this money if you wanted to.
Yeah, I could be the cross hatch.
What bill are we paying for you, Marvin? What are we helping you out with?
Oh, wow. You know, my kid's tuition, it's not cheap to raise a kid these days.
Nope.
So, yeah. That helps out a ton. Absolutely.
Well, consider it done, Marvin. We appreciate you listening. Congratulations. We're going to pay your bills.
That's awesome. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome. All right, you're welcome.
So
hang on. See, that's what happens when you have kids. You can't get your, you can't go ahead and just do something gratuitous like get a six pack etched. Right. You have to pay for the tuition.
You can't be selfish anymore, is what you're saying.
Oh my Lord, that's why I don't have any kids of my own.
Yeah, man, some parents still are. I mean, I've met a few.
Hey, so I, my friend Anna, she was here over the holidays and she went to see you.
And had the referral.
Yeah, she had two procedures done at once, which I think is smart. Like with the mommy makeover, you're getting three at once. Isn't it like if you do need multiple things, isn't it so much easier and better just to go under once and get it all done?
Well, depending on the things you're combining, it definitely can be safe as, you know, doing things separately, but it's certainly less expensive to do everything all together versus doing separate procedures. And kind of like what we were talking about last time I was here, the tummy tuck combined with a hysterectomy, you know, that's like really get it all done at once. So you have one recovery, less expensive overall. But we do that a lot with the combination yeah. procedures. She got a neck lift, a semi-neck lift, along with her lower eyelids.
And that's, she looks like a completely different person. She looks amazing.
In a good way. In a good way. Thank you. Thank you. And thanks again for the referral. But no, she was a great patient. And you took care of her the whole time, huh?
I did.
How was that experience?
It was annoying.
You flaked on a New Year's party because you were taking care of her.
I did. And you know what I realized? I hate it when everything is about someone else. Everything should always be about me. And so it was very annoying. But here's the other great thing about Dr. Bay. Whether you want it or not, I mean, you can choose. But he will show you the stuff that came out of your body if you want.
That is correct.
We got to see the fat that came out of her eyes, which was very interesting.
Well, I've seen a lot of it on Instagram.
Yeah, we definitely put it on Instagram stories and Snapchat where we show the fat we take out of your lower eyelids. We show the fat that we take out when we're doing liposuction. We show the skin that we take off during a tummy tuck and we weigh it because everybody always wants to know how much it weighs. Hmm. And so I always was worried it was going to be like disrespectful to, you know, weigh the skin for them and put it on stories. But people like, no, I want to know how much skin you took off. And it's never as much as you think as far as the skin that you take off. Like people think, oh, it's 20 pounds, but it ends up being like 4.
What's a plastic surgery myth you want to put to bed here? What's a myth in your industry that people say or think? And
oh yeah,
you're like, no, that's not true. That's not.
That's a really good one. A good myth that people always talk about is with breast, that they think that getting fat injections to their breast will look better than getting breast implants. You know, they think, oh, my breasts, if they're getting, like, if I want them fuller, I should get more fat in them. Mm. That'll make sense. But it ends up not looking good at all. It more looks like a bag of sand because the fat sort of settles to the bottom. And it doesn't give people that fullness up at the top of their breasts that they're really, because, like, that's in their mind's eye. That's what they're thinking of is the fullness up top. And with fat injections, you won't get that. So that's one myth that people think that fat is the way to go for breasts. Looks great for the buttocks, but not for the breasts.
And there's something you might never want to tell your wife, guys. Your breasts look like a bag of sand. Don't ever, ever say that. All right, Dr. Bay, let's give the pricing tool again slowly. And then sure. Also give all your handles so we can find you.
Sure. People can check pricing on our website at realdrbay.com/pricing. That's realdrbay, R-E-A-L-D-R-B-A-E, not B-A-Y. And you can find us on Instagram and Snapchat at realdrbay, R-E-A-L-D-R-B-A-E.
And it's all about transparency. That's the good thing. I mean, sometimes you're not always able to stomach every video, which is okay, but you do put it up there not to gross anybody out, but right. to show this is what we do and this is, you know, how it
works.
The
best consultations I have with patients are the ones that have been following us for months and watching our operations because they come in with a better understanding of what's going on, more realistic expectations. They're like really, it's like a much more educated discussion when they come in for that consultation after reading and watching. Reading our blog and watching the videos and checking pricing ahead of time.
There it is. Dr. Bay, thank you, sir,
thanks for
coming
having me.
By.
Appreciate it. Always a pleasure.
Always a good time.
Have fun in Miami.
Oh, yeah. Soak up some sun.